Thursday, friends. You know, it's been a minute since we've done a profile on a great woman in business, and with a memoir fresh off the presses as of last week, Ina Garten seemed like a good choice. So we're going to talk about Ina. Now, you all know that she's this amazing chef. She has cookbooks and a show and a shop and all of these things that are just wonderful that we all know her for. But what you might not know about her is that she's also an economist. That's right. She majored in economics and worked in public policy in the Nixon and Ford White House for many years before becoming bored and decided she wanted to follow her passion, which was food and flavor and all these wonderful things. Along with her husband, Jeffrey, of 55 years, who you also may be familiar with because those two are just simply devoted to each other, hashtag relationship goals. And Jeffrey is also an economist, and he's worked in investment banking and also at, you know, for numerous presidents before becoming the dean for the School of Management at Yale. So if anybody's ready to take a risky business, a risky proposition and make it work, it's these two. They've got the chops for it. And they did. Now, her philosophy, I really love because what she did, she wanted to make things that matter to people. And she says everybody wants things that matter to them and they want to matter to other people. So she took recipes that don't have a lot of exotic ingredients and are going to be a lot of trouble, but instead just use the freshest and the best of everything. So like, for example, just elevate what you do every day, like wearing pearls with a flannel shirt, having fresh flowers. If you make a baked potato, use fresh grated Gruyere and flake salt instead of the other typical stuff. And let's not forget, everything's better with a good bottle of wine. Now, you will see her on social media, but what you won't see on social media is her doing sponsored posts or seeing her likeness and her name attached to lines of cookware and things like that. She said at the moment, she's only doing things that interest her and those things don't interest her. But you know, she's done a great job following her passion, doing things that interest her, and she's built her business over $60 million worth in 2024. So she's not following the dollar, she's letting the dollar follow her. And to me, that's just good common sense. So tomorrow's Friday, let's enjoy some great food, good wine, and use your common sense.
We're gonna have a party, invite all our friends, drink and pretend life's grand, everything is dandy. Pinkies raised, we'll toast the days coming to an end, my friend. It's time for French fries and champagne. Yesterday was easy, breezing through the years. No cares and no fears. You and I, the world, our briny oyster. Let's not get sentimental.